Rave lost 98% and $6.7 billion in market cap in 48 hours. Rave, the token behind the RaveDAO Music and Events project, is down 98% over the past 48 hours, according to Watcher Guru's market update posted early Sunday. The token now trades near $0.50, compared with levels above $25 earlier in the week. Watcher Guru pegs the loss in circulating value at roughly $6.7 billion. That figure puts Rave among the largest single-week collapses of the year, larger in dollar terms than the KelpDAO bridge exploit that drained $292 million earlier in April. From insider dump to full capitulation, the collapse did not happen in a single candle. It compounded. On April 18th, SpendNode covered the first leg of the fall, when RaveDAO wallets dumped 23 million tokens and the token dropped another 35% on the day. That dump followed warnings from ZacXBT, Binance, and BitJet, each of whom flagged the project independently across a 24-hour window. After the insider sales cleared, the order book stayed thin. Market makers stepped away. Retail buyers who had been catching the knife at $5 found themselves at $2 the next morning, and then under $1 by Saturday evening UTC. By early Sunday, the price had printed $0.50, and the 24-hour volume was a fraction of what it was during the peak weeks of March. The final leg was not driven by new news. It was driven by the absence of bids. The market cap math at the 25-10 local high set around April 11th, Rave's circulating supply put its market cap above $7 billion on aggregator dashboards. Sunday's $0.50 print leaves it near $140 million in circulating value, although illiquidity makes the headline number nearly meaningless. Most of that $6.7 billion was never realizable value, only mark-to-market on a book that could not absorb real exits. For tokens like this, the market cap line on a chart is closer to a painted number than a price of exit. The people who could actually sell the insider wallets flagged by ZacXBT did so above $5 earlier in the week. Retail exit liquidity dried up after that. Why the drop did not spread, the broader market barely noticed. As of April 20th, Bitcoin sits at $74,050, down 1.6% on the day. Ether trades at $2,285, down 2.6%. Solana is off 1.6%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 51, neutral. None of those moves correspond to a $6.7 billion deleveraging event, which tells you almost everyone holding Rave was sitting in the position directly, not using it as collateral or hedged against majors. That is a quieter version of the same lesson from the KelpDAO bridge drain. A token's failure only radiates as far as its integrations reach. Rave was largely self-contained. That is bad for holders and good for everyone else. What is still missing? Two things have not happened publicly as of Sunday morning UTC. RaveDAO has not published a full response to the insider dump allegations, beyond general statements about foundation allocations. The wallets flagged by ZacXBT have not been identified as belonging to named team members, which leaves the on-chain story half-finished. And no major exchange has announced a delisting. Binance and BitJet both put Rave on their monitoring tags, which raises margin and borrow requirements, and warns users. Delisting usually follows, but neither exchange has committed to a removal date. That matters because forced delisting often clears out the last pockets of liquidity and finalizes the round trip. Until both shoe drops, the chart can keep grinding lower on simple sell pressure.